Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An ice cream truck. So if you're a first responder or appreciate our first responders, come out to All Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch on the 22nd and have lunch on us. And while you're out there, test drive as many new Chevys as you want, like the new 2020 Silverado. It's here. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer. And also ask about the 2020 Corvette. And not just that, the All Star Chevy Challenge is just one more reason to head to Olive Branch for that all new Chevy. Just take them any real written offer from any Mid-South Chevy dealer and they'll be it. So find new roads to Olive Branch and don't miss lunch on us at All Star Chevy on August 22nd. Remember, it's Olive Branch, not South Haven, people. All Star Chevrolet on Goodman Road or go to allstarautogroup.com.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to be one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got
it. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's a new week. It's Monday. I hope everybody is feeling good because we certainly are here, and that's partly because, John Martin, college football is almost upon us. We will not go another weekend without it. It begins this weekend, not with a full slate, but nice, and then we jump right into it with Miami, Florida from Orlando. That should be good. John Martin, your Tigers made it back safely, and that's always something you can feel good about. They also come back with a 4-0 record. Through the Bahamas. So good trip for Memphis, obviously. We've got plenty to get to. Got a nice little college football show theme lined up for you.
Yeah. You're exactly right. They did get home safely. They just landed today, actually. They got back today about 32 minutes to an hour ago. They got back in Memphis. They are back in Memphis. And successful trip, you have to say, in the Bahamas because they did not lose and they did not sustain an injury. So overall, a very successful trip to the Bahamas. We will get into what it may mean, if it may mean anything, going forward here on the show in just a moment. Here's what we do have going on the show today. Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football, is going to join us at 11:25. He, of course, is Mr. College Football.
He's in town, right, or coming?
Yeah, he's speaking at the Memphis Touchdown Club, which is kind of an annual tradition over there. They always do, you know, I don't know if it's your thing or not, but they always do have a great list of guests. You know, I just took a peep at it today. They got Jeremy Pruitt coming in. You know, Mike Norvell is going to speak there next month. You know, they always do a good job of getting, you know, speakers at that event. So anyway, we will talk to Tony Barnhart about all of that at 11:25, about Memphis, about, you know, Tennessee, you know, Florida, Miami, which is the first game of the college football season this weekend. That's on like ESPN.
Arizona, Hawaii, but
yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't really count. So we will talk to him about all that at 11:25. At 12:25, Jason Fitch is going to join us, where I am sure we will discuss the topic of it's really the subject that will not die.
I can't keep it out of my ESPN notifications. I'm going to have to turn the notification off. He keeps acting a fool like this, John.
Antonio Brown still not back with the Raiders. Still.
Oh, he's back. He just left again.
Still pitching a fit. It seems. Well, you're right. You're right.
He came back.
He came back Saturday. He did the walkthroughs, you know, and then he left again. So I don't know what to.
It's your team, man.
You know, I don't know.
And Fitzy's team, right?
Yeah.
Well, y'all gonna have to answer for this.
I saw that. I mean, a downright fiery statement from Mike Mayock yesterday. I mean, I showed it to my wife. I was like, "Have you ever seen a general manager come out like this and just take his receiver?" You know,
Mayock scared you more than he has Antonio Brown, I bet.
Call him to the carpet. Well, at the end of the day, it's still
nobody writing a letter five days.
It still would require Antonio Brown to walk away from $30 million. Guaranteed.
It's not happening.
Which, you know, nobody's going to do that.
He's being
right?
a little baby at this point, John. Everybody else has changed helmets.
Drew Rosenhaus came on, get up this morning, his agent, and said what he had to say. So we will talk to Jason Fitz about all of that at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Ivan Maisel will join us. We will talk to Ivan Maisel about his new podcast that he has. It's called Down and Distance. He's over the basically the 150 years of college football branch at ESPN.
Yeah, they're doing a celebration, right? Tons of content, tons of features. This has been quite the undertaking for them.
Yes, so there's rankings that we got to get to with them. We'll talk to them about the podcast, some Memphis, some Alabama, all that. We will talk to him, Ivan Maisel, at 1:25. So that is the show today. Looking forward to it. College football officially gets started this weekend with Miami and Florida on ESPN. Should be a fun week. But I think most people in Memphis, you know, for Memphians, college football is still 2 weeks away, right? Memphis, Ole Miss.
For Memphis, yeah.
You know, and for most of the country, right? Mm-hmm. At least until next Thursday. Most people in Memphis have been locked into what happened last week in the Bahamas and over the weekend. Memphis did go 4-0. They did not stub their toe at all. There was a brief scare in the third game. You know, it was closer maybe than others.
The first game was essentially the same thing, too. And the team that nearly beat Temple, the first game, you were, I want to say, almost trailing after a quarter. If you weren't, you got down early in that one. It was you got a stiffer test from that in the third game from the National Bahamas team that had obviously beaten Texas Tech a couple days before. And, yes, it ends up being a 10-point game. But, yeah, you got a couple of little nice little tests, a couple of little things that weren't tests at all. You wouldn't even call them that. But over and all, again, when you've got teams going down there like Texas Tech and losing, you'd rather come out the way you did. Again, and I'd underline it all with, you're doing this without two guys we expect to be there, at least their two best players, at least potentially, in James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa. You go 4-0 without them, again, against teams that a couple of teams that gave Temple a run, one of them beat Texas Tech. Solid week, no question about it.
Yeah. So anyway, that took place over the last week and over the week, and they wrapped it up. I believe it was Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember. Honestly, I got to a point. Yeah, I got to a point where, you know,
that one was like a 9 a.m. game here. I was on the way to church.
Yeah, it was way too early to be watching and playing basketball.
We knew that after the day before, it wouldn't be the same level of competition. But again, DJ Jeffrey showed well, and he showed well the entire time. 18.5 points, 9.2 rebounds.
Yep.
Over the four games, and for a guy that was, you know, probably playing a little bit out of position. Now, I'm not saying we won't see him at power forward, but you got to imagine that, you know, once you've got James and Precious all in queue, that, you know, maybe you see DJ at the three, also maybe again at some four because of what he showed. But again, playing out of position, he gets you 9.2 rebounds, out of double-double yesterday on average through the four games. Pretty darn good showing for DJ Jeffries. And there were a few guys that had a good week, no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the – that's the biggest conversation that's come out of the week. Is I don't think the week in the Bahamas changed anything in terms of how Penny views his team.
Well, yeah, some people are trying to, you know, nail down starters right now. I think it's a little early for that.
I think it's more of a result of, you know, we're seeing sort of it's all coming to the light. You know, like, we're seeing what the pecking order kind of is. It's not because of the competition or whatever happened in the game. Like, we're seeing – everybody got to see last week what the coaches have been saying in practice.
Right.
And I think that is kind of the difference now, you know.
Particularly with
– nothing changed. Nothing changed. Like, it wasn't as if, like, the coaching staff went in expecting absolutely nothing from Lance Thomas, and he just blew everybody away. I think everybody expected Lance Thomas to have a good week, mm-hmm. you know, because there are high expectations for him. So I guess, you know, that would be my question to you is, now that you've sort of – maybe you haven't seen, you know, you haven't seen the whole, unless you were just locked in the whole.
No, I saw most of the first three games. But got a pretty good grasp.
But for you, like, what would you say you learned from this week about Memphis Tiger basketball?
That Damian Ball was a revelation. What are you going to do with this kid? He's the thing to me that stood out. Because, look, to your point, And I think Lance was your guy, you know, that you wanted to see something. You wanted to see him sort of step up in an increased role, obviously. He was fantastic, but we sort of expected him to be active, and he that's what he showed. Again, he's going to be perfect. Whether that's playing beside James and Precious, you want to go real big, or, again, whether that's sort of that utility big that's going to come in and play a bunch of different situations for him. For me, mine was Alex Lomax going in, wanted to see him play with confidence, and he did. There's no question about it. I thought you saw an Alex Lomax that played the way he understands, this is the way I've got to play to be on the floor. I've got to be a defensive agitator. That's where I've got to get things started. Don't worry about my jumper. Just shoot it. You know, I saw him hit a step back. Again, he didn't think about it. He just shot it. When Alex Lomax is playing like that, he can be a contributor for this team. All that said, both the guys that we thought should have good weeks or that we thought maybe needed to have good weeks did. All that said, Damian Ball stood out like a sore thumb, John. I mean, it leaped off the Facebook Live at you. Literally, and thank you to Jimmy Davenport for the work he put in over that trip, broadcasting out on Facebook Live. But Ball's tenacity. Look, we'd heard it from Norton Hurd, his coach with Team Thad.
No doubt.
We'd heard it from Penny.
Yep.
But when you see it, right, the way he explodes to the basket, the way he sort of embraces this, I'm going to be this team's best defender, and I'm going to lock up and not just lock up a guy, right? I want to take a guy out defensively, but I'm going to play with an edge, a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. You could literally see it jumping out of the way he plays. And so if you're Penny Hardaway, right, it's a good problem to have. Where does he fit in? You've got people saying, well, Ball should be starting. This guy who we made the point last week, 3 months ago, we thought maybe would take a redshirt season this year because of what all they've got in the backcourt. He was a star. And like I said, going into this, he presents something in their backcourt with that athleticism and length at 6'4" that they just don't quite get from anyone else in that backcourt. And so, John, that was the thing for me that jumped out over the entire week is how good Damian Ball was and sort of, well, how in the world are you going to fit him into this mix? Because it certainly looks like a piece you're going to want to get in there.
Yeah, I think that is exactly right. So in May, after Memphis kind of wrapped up their recruiting class, I sat down and I kind of charted, okay, here's how many minutes I think each guy is going to get.
I remember.
And if I revisited that today, I think a lot has changed from it, to be honest with you.
I remember agreeing with most of what you had down when we went through that.
Yeah.
Back in May.
I had Damian Ball getting, I think, between 8 to 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because at that time, you know, we hadn't really – the reviews about Damian hadn't really started coming in
yet. Well,
the
workouts hadn't started.
Yeah, so it was still, you know.
We just had Hurd's word.
Exactly.
We knew Texas Tech loved him to death and wanted him, and you fought them off there at the end.
Now I understand why Sip doesn't talk to us anymore.
Because they wanted, you see how valuable it's going to be. Seriously, it's no joke.
Yeah, because you know he could be a program changer for Texas Tech.
That's Chris Beard's kind of player.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe Sip doesn't talk to us for a different reason, but it did coincide.
When
Texas Tech made the Final Four in the championship
we're months past this. Unless he watched him in the Bahamas, you know, then maybe again he's mad at us again.
But yes,
not
I mean,
like we got Ball took him in.
But now it makes
Memphis did and Penny
you know
did.
At the time I was like, man, Sip, this seems kind of petty. You know, I mean, Damian Ball seems like a good player and all.
How many times you reach out to him?
I don't know. I mean, a few times. I mean, Sip used to be my dude, man. Sip was like me and Sip were like really cool. You know, Sip brought in gear for us when he came in.
Sip don't mess with the show anymore, John, because of your part in this Damian Ball commitment?
Don't just single me out. You had much more to do with it probably than I did.
Sip can't be mad at the show. Sip got to be mad at Memphis and Penny.
Well, yes. I think he just thinks we helped them out. Anyway, that's besides. I don't
good
know that
player.
For sure. I don't know that for sure. But what you are finding out is that if it's not petty, now it makes
you
sense.
You see why they won.
Damian Ball
so
could have been a real big-time player for Texas Tech because he's probably going to end up being a big-time player for Memphis. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw it the first game with that dunk. But he continued with his effort level all throughout the week. And the reality of it is, is he going to start? I don't know. I don't think that is where we are. But I think what we can comfortably say is that there is not a shadow of a doubt that Damian Ball is going to get a ton of minutes. Penny will not be able to keep him off the court.
Yeah,
he just can't.
In a rotation, you might have expected again. And most programs do this, even when you're talented, 1 through 12, 1 through 13, whatever it is. That you eventually get to a point, especially in the bigger games and down the stretch, that you get to a rotation that, you know, usually doesn't go above 9 guys. But when you watch a Damian Ball do what he did, that's what sort of gives you that belief that maybe this, you know, Penny's saying I'm going to play him in waves and play 10, 11 guys because of particularly how we're going to play defensively, the intensity level, guys are going to be tired, so I'm going to have to play a lot. When you watch Ball play like he did, you can sort of see Penny's vision and sort of you know, listen to it at this point. Because, again, I was telling you this last – all coaches kind of say that in the offseason, but now you can sort of see it.
Yeah.
If Ball can bring that, particularly on the defensive end, to your point, there's no way you're going to be able to keep him off the floor.
Yeah, so that was Damian Ball, we know, was a revelation.
He absolutely was. That's the word I would use.
Now, he was getting rave reviews before the Bahamas, mm-hmm. but then you see it. Then it's there for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think he corroborated all the reviews that he got going into the week. So he certainly helped himself a great deal with his performance in the Bahamas last week.
What else did you like?
Obviously, I mean, and there's other guys, but just for me, because I singled him out, Lance Thomas. You know, there was a lot on him just because he's going to be – he is sort of a de facto upperclassman. He sat out a year last year. He played college basketball. Not a ton, but he did play at this level. You know, and plus, like, you know, Penny talked him up. James has talked him up. So I think there was a bar for him, mm-hmm. and, you know, to look like a real college basketball player. Because I remember, because you broke the story when he transferred. Mm-hmm. I was in New York for my sister-in-law's wedding.
Right.
And I was getting texts from Louisville people who said, this kid cannot play. He is not a good player. And I don't think it was just Louisville. I think there were other people who were saying that he couldn't play either. And so, you know, there was a lot for Lance, I think, to prove. And I think he did that. You know, I mean, again, it's Bahamas and it's all that, and some of the teams weren't taller than 6'2", so you got to keep it in perspective.
I have to believe, watching, again, three of the four games, most of them, that Lance has gotten better since last season in practice, but you can tell with the activity level just watching him how much of a difference would he have made on last year's team. A ton, right? I know he's gotten better since last year, but you have to imagine with that activity level, again, his size and length, which was all there last year, Penny was like balling up pieces of paper and throwing, looking for bigs last year.
Yep.
You understand what I mean? That's how badly, you know, eventually you have to go back to Mike Parks, you try Isaiah Maurice. He would have, you know, you might have been talking about the difference in a win or two last year of Lance Thomas. That's how good I thought he was this week, John, and certainly proved the point that not just that he can be a impact big, you know, reserve behind James or Precious, wherever you want to play him, but also in the sense that, you know, again, you saw him, he can pop outside and shoot the ball. So if you wanted to go big, and Penny talked about seeing his small lineups, his big lineups, his fast ones, his slow ones, if you wanted to go to more of a half-court, bigger look, then Lance at the three makes sense. I you just saw from him, again, sort of what we, you know, we were going on it from Penny, because Penny's the one that said it. We hadn't been able to see him in practice last year. You just saw that versatile big who, with that activity level, is going to be a guy that not only Penny trusts, but he's going to have out there. So I'm with you. Lance was I don't know if he had to do it, but he certainly stepped up, and with the increased opportunity with Preston, yes, James out, you wanted to see him play well. He did.
And then I think the other one too, I mean, in terms of like really jumped off the page, would be DJ Jeffries, like we talked about. I mean, another guy who
18.5 and 9.2 rebounds is something.
Yeah, it is. You know, versatile. Yeah. Like he looked like every bit of what you would have hoped he would look like, right? Mm-hmm. Versatile, athletic, you know, can score from all three levels. This is what you wanted to see from, you know, DJ Jeffries was a 5-star prospect over at ESPN. You know, I mean, we talked to Jonathan Cavoni about him. You know, would it surprise me in the slightest that this time, you know, a year from now, DJ Jeffries is somewhere playing professionally? I don't think it would, you know, because he's got the tools, he's got the length, he's got the size. It's just a matter of, you know.
Knows for the basket.
Yes, he does. It's just a matter of, with him, you know, I think it's how do you sort of fit in, as opposed to you used to be, like, go get a bucket. Like, you were always the best player on your team, you know. And honestly, that's probably not the case anymore, you know. So my question with him is just, how do you fit in when your role isn't just to go score 30 a game?
Yeah, do you still do the other thing?
Yes.
When all the shots aren't coming your way. That'll certainly be the case with him. You could make a case he was the most consistent thing they had all week long. That's a good sign for DJ. What you want to see from Jeffries is him do this, again, once you start the season, and against Oregon, against Tennessee when you go up there. You want to see DJ do it then. And, you want to see him when maybe all those shots aren't coming like he's been used to, still be a guy that hits the glass like he did all week long this week. You want to see that from – but I thought for in terms of you're going in, you don't know what to expect from these other teams. And again, you know, your job is not to stand out.
Yeah.
That's the other thing about these players. You go down there, they know everybody in the world, including us back here in Memphis, want to get a look at them,
yep,
right? And so one of the things that you just think naturally was, well, it's my time to shine, right? It's my time to go out here and show these guys what I can do. And I never got the sense, mm-hmm, even in averaging all those points, that DJ was trying to, hey, look at me, that it was outside the whole team concept. If he can, if you can keep that DJ, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to, because again, I think you got a coaching staff that's going to be really good at that with these guys. I mean, look where they've played. Then again, we're not putting down starting lineups today, but I've certainly got DJ in mind, and I said that. When Memphis didn't get Rajon Tucker, I thought it was the open door for DJ. And again, he played four this week, but yep. You could see him at the three, and particularly what he can give you from a rebounding standpoint. You could look pretty big there with DJ sitting at the three. From a scoring standpoint, makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, so I think these are, you know, again, because people are, I'm sure you got this too, people are asking about starting lineups. Here's the one thing about, there is no static starting lineup for this team.
We were projecting starting lineups before the Bahamas. When I told you Boogie, Tyler, DJ, Precious, James, and I got the same starting five coming out of it. I mean, does it matter right now that you put one up? Absolutely not. Who it should matter to is Penny. And Penny, interestingly enough, we thought he was going to go down there, throw, you know, four different starting lineups down there. And he even mentioned that, you know, seeing the different combinations. And he gets down there, John, and he sticks with one that's Boogie, Damian, Lester, DJ, and Lance. And sure, he found something that worked, and maybe his plan changed a little bit. But I'm not. You can't put it all just again on the Bahamas in terms of you think this is the five he's going to go with, because again, you haven't seen these guys play with Precious and James, and in terms of us, you haven't seen what that looks like. And so that could be another guy that fits a little bit better with that in terms of starting. How much does it matter, John? We know it matters to the players hearing your name call. But again, it's going to be more about for this team who's finishing games more so than who's starting, because Penny's going to play a lot of dudes.
That's
the other thing that comes out of this is you just get the sense that no one looked out of place. There wasn't a letdown, you know what I mean? There wasn't a guy who, hey, maybe he'd been talked about and he just didn't show it. Even with Lester, who on Saturday is looking like, I was in the Facebook Live group, looking like a big Jaron Cumberland, because he's not the Cincinnati guard that was the conference player of the year last year. 6'5", can shoot the ball and score, but Quinones is doing it off the dribble.
Yes, he
on
is.
Saturday. He's getting to the basket and getting to the free throw line on Saturday. He showed, John, I think, what Penny's told us too, that this guy's not just a shooter. He can be a factor in a variety of ways, Lester Quinones can, and I was highly impressed by him. We knew he could shoot it, but he was doing other things off the dribble and getting to the basket that really impressed me.
Yeah, so I think that's the other thing to keep in mind is, like, there is no, you know, there is no static starting lineup. I think the starting lineup will change 15 times. You know, I mean, I think that is what we learned about Penny Hardaway last year, is if something is not working, he is not just going to keep doing it.
And you think it could change 15 times this year?
Maybe not 15 times. I'm exaggerating.
Two of them, you got to figure, are done.
I'm exaggerating on 15, but yeah. Do I think it could change five times? Yes, I do think it could change five times. So, you know, because, you know, if a guy gets complacent or, you know, whatever.
I can absolutely say. You know, Penny bases much of those on production.
Yes.
And flow.
Yes.
And what he feels good with that game before.
So I would say I agree with you. At this point, I still think it's going to be Boogie, Tyler, DJ, Precious, and James. But, you know, could I see a scenario, though, some games where Damian and Lester are starting? Sure, absolutely. Like, I would say that's probably likely. You know, given the situation and how the team is looking under certain circumstances. So, yeah, but anyway, it was a great week in the Bahamas for sure. You know, they got what they wanted to accomplish. They got that done, you know.
Buddy Hield was impressed. He was there on Saturday. You saw that in the commercial appeal had it. Who's in the story?
Yeah.
Very impressed by the Tigers.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't Memphis play Buddy Hield? I'm pretty sure they did in college 1 year.
Yeah.
You know? So he certainly knows Memphis pretty well. But, yeah, good week for Memphis Tiger basketball indeed. Nobody's hurt. And they did not lose a game. So you're not giving – there's no ammo to give Kentucky fans, and you're coming back healthy.
Look, I mean, it would have been easy to drop one. Again, Texas Tech, a team that made a deep push last year, goes to Final Four. Would have been easy to drop that one on Saturday to that same team that beat Texas Tech, again, with when you're talking about playing without Precious and James. And so I would underline it that way, that without those two guys, you guys clipped the teams. Really didn't – again, that was ended up being a 10-point game. You could call it a scare if you want to, but again, you beat four teams that Texas Tech couldn't beat, and so you do that without James. That's without Precious. I say that's a good week.
I agree.
Yeah, especially when you put the good health with it.
Great week. All right, we'll come back. Tony Barnhart will join us. We will talk to him about college football. He's going to be in Memphis later tonight, speaking at the Memphis Touchdown Club. So we will talk to him about college football, Alabama, the SEC, Memphis, all that and more. We'll hit it with him. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Do you take pride in your work to provide the best life for your family? Then you are exactly who we need on our team. Come join the fastest growing HVAC and plumbing company in Memphis. We have immediate openings for HVAC installers and plumbers. We offer health insurance and excellent pay. Even better, we have year-round work. Apply today, bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Then as a...
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. College football gets underway this weekend. It's going to be an absolutely great weekend. Tony Barnhart is Mr. College Football. He'll be in Memphis tonight talking at the Memphis Touchdown Club, and he joins us now. Tony, how are you?
It's game week, boys. Oh, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Us too.
I got my ankles taped. I'm ready.
Yes, we are excited to have you, and obviously here tonight in Memphis, always good to have you. Let's go through a few things here. Do you see, if you squint hard enough, do you see a loss on Alabama's schedule?
Can't squint that much. Can't do it. No, there's only two games where I think they may get taken deep into the fourth quarter, and that's of course going to Texas A&M on October 12th and hosting LSU on November 9th. LSU is so athletic, but no, I don't. I do not see a loss on Alabama's schedule.
Is that sort of a result of just the stability there at quarterback? Is that, and obviously, you know, Alabama's always going to have a stout defense, but is it more about Tua being there and just how good he's been?
It's more about having number one ranked recruiting classes in four of the last 5 years. And their quarterback, of course, Tua's stability there and the best set of wide receivers you're ever going to see. And Najee Harris, the running back that everybody wanted two years ago. So it's about talent, it's about quarterback, and it's about the fact that the guy coaching them is a pretty good coach.
What would it take for LSU to challenge them in the West? I mean, we expect them to have a great defense, right? Is it about getting more explosive on offense?
It really is no more complicated than that. Yep. They get, you know, they played a good game last year, holding Alabama to 29, but guess what? They scored zero.
Yes, sir.
And so you've got, you know, Nick Saban went through this same exact thing, but he was winning. I mean, I remember sitting in his office and asking him, I'm always asking him what's next, because he's always a step or two or three ahead of folks. And one day I asked him, what's next? He said, we got to start scoring more points. I said, but you're winning. Yeah, but we got to start scoring more points. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, he's hired Lane Kiffin, and they're off to the races. So this is what Ed Orgeron is going through right now. This is what Les Miles never could quite grasp. Is you've got to score more points, and that's the key at LSU because they got great athletes across the board.
Do you think deep down Orgeron's going to trust Brady? Tony, do you think he's going to let him open it up, that he'll be able to, you know, hands
that
off?
That is always the question.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, and when I talked to other people, I said, okay, LSU brought in Joe Brady. They're going to expand the offense. They're going to put in the RPO, and this time they really mean it, okay? The last nine times they told us they didn't, because the game, they do it and talk about it and talk about it.
Yes, sir.
Then the game would roll around, and they wouldn't do it.
Right.
It's totally up to Orgeron.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. He'll be in Memphis tonight talking at the Memphis Touchdown Club. This weekend, it's week zero in college football, Miami, Florida. Pretty good game on ESPN. First year for Manny Diaz. How do you think he will do there? That seems to be a tougher job than it seems to be on paper just because of expectations, and maybe it's not as a program where it used to be. How do you think Manny will do there at Miami?
I think down the road he'll do fine. I think right now they've got so many questions. They got, you know, they've got a brand new quarterback that's always fraught with issues. I think their overall depth, the roster is not where it needs to be. But Manny Diaz knows the culture. He knows the place. He knows how you've got to recruit, particularly in South Florida. So long term, I think they're going to be fine, and they're going to win a division championship, a coastal division championship at Miami. I'm just not convinced that it's going to be this year.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, their opponent, went 10-3 last year under Dan Mullen. They bring back basically everybody offensively. Felipe Franks in the wide receiver unit there. I don't know if we're talking SEC East there with Georgia, but can they sustain that breakthrough this year?
They can, and I've got them going 10-2, losing to Georgia and LSU. But, you know, Dan Mullen got more out of Felipe Franks than I thought was possible, and now I think Felipe is going to make another step. But the issue at Florida, and my Florida friends disagree with me, I just see they got four new starters on the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
and those four guys combined to start 141 games. I'm not great at math, but that seems like a lot.
Tony, I'll jump out of the SEC real quick because I got to ask you about Jalen in Oklahoma. What are you hearing on Hurts, and can that offense – I mean, it's hard to believe it could, but can it be as explosive? We know they've got the backfield, but can they be explosive as they were with Murray and Mayfield with Hurts under center?
Well, the short answer is no,
mm-hmm.
because Jalen Hurts doesn't have the skill set of a Baker Mayfield,
of course,
or Kyler Murray. But what he can do, he throws the ball better than people give him credit
for.
I agree. I take you back to the SEC championship game with Georgia.
Yep.
He made some throws in that game that made you go wow, because you didn't know he could do that. But he doesn't throw like those other guys at Oklahoma. So what does Lincoln Riley do?
Mm-hmm.
He figures out a way to put him in good passing situations and to take advantage of his wheels, which are really good.
While we are outside the SEC, I want to ask you, you're going to be in Memphis tonight speaking at the Touchdown Club. Given the kind of success that he has had at Memphis, does it sort of surprise you that you're coming back for yet another talk at the Touchdown Club and Mike Norvell is still here at Memphis?
Yeah.
Yes. yes, it does, because Mike Norvell is going to, you know, he's done a tremendous job at Memphis. And I've got them, they're my Boise State this year. I mean, I think Memphis is that good. And somebody's going to come after Mike Norvell and throw a bunch of money at him. So it's going to happen. I don't want that for my Memphis friends, because I know how much they care about the program and how much they care about him. But it's going to happen, and eventually happen. You know, Neil Brown is a great analogy here. Neil Brown did an incredible job at Troy, but waited until the right, not just a job, but the right job came along, and then West Virginia came along. I'm thinking the same thing with Coach Norvell.
You know, it's funny because you know you've been coming into Memphis and speaking at the Touchdown Club for so long, and you've seen Memphis at its absolute worst. I mean, there were many years where you'd come in, I'm sure, and Memphis would not even be relevant whatsoever, even in this city. Yet here they are today. You know, they've won the division, they've been in the conference championship game, you know, and they're paying Mike Norvell $2 million plus. I mean, the idea that they are, that Memphis football is paying their coach $2 million. Did you ever think we would get to that day?
No, I didn't, because I never thought. Well, first of all, none of us, we knew the money would be big in college football, but none of us thought the money would get this big. I mean, with the amount of money that the playoff is generating, but it has. And yeah, the idea that Memphis, any school at that level, mm-hmm. at their level, beyond the Power Five, is spending $2 million a year, it just blows your mind. But you know what? They've got it, and that's why they're spending it.
Tony, I'm just curious. Did you see this story on Hugh Freeze? Kind of came out of nowhere. Had the surgery to a potentially life-threatening staph infection. I don't know if you saw that. If you've talked to him, and do you think he finds his way back?
Yeah, I did see him, and I traded text messages with Coach Freeze this morning, and he's okay. But
okay.
It was scary,
man.
Just really, really. But you know, I had a family member that got a bad infection that ended up being fatal. So I know what can happen in those situations. And so yeah, and once an infection gets going, luckily they got to the right medical people early.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looked
like. Based on some of the reports I read, and they got some of the best people in the country in there right away. But it was. Yeah, that was scary.
Let's assume he gets his health back. You ever think he gets another chance at the big level?
I think so. I don't know that it's going to be in the SEC, but mm-hmm. you know what, what I've learned about the year, to project the landscape a year from now is fraught with peril.
Yes, sir.
You try to do it 3 or 4 years from now and know how people are going to be perceived and not perceived and all that. And so, from a talent standpoint, I don't think there's any question that Hugh Freeze is one of the best offensive minds working the game today. The question becomes, it's got to be in the right situation with the right director of athletics, the right president. There's a lot of issues in that situation.
Yeah, we're talking to Mr. College Ball, Tony Barnhart, in Memphis later today to speak at the Touchdown Club here in Memphis. HBO is bringing Hard Knocks to college football. That's the way it sounds. And it sounds like Washington State and Mike Leach are going to be the feature of the first
season. Of course.
Can you think of a better premier subject than Mike Leach?
Yeah, I mean, because it's got to be somebody who doesn't care how he's perceived in the media. And how many coaches like that do we have?
Not many.
One.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Mike Leach does not care. His attitude will be, I don't care what they say about me. All I know is my program's going to be on national television, and people are going to watch it, and some recruit somewhere in Hay Hire or Georgia is going to go, boy, I like to play for that guy. And so, yeah, that's why he's doing it.
Yeah, no, I am very excited about that series. I cannot wait. And then I have to ask you, you know, we are here in Tennessee, and I think this is a question on everybody's mind. Do you think Tennessee ever gets back to what they were, I mean, even under Fulmer, or has the landscape in college football just changed too much?
Well, I know that's a big topic. It was my man Matt Hayes, I think, said that Tennessee will never get back to what they were. I don't buy that. There's too much tradition. They've got
money.
The resources.
Yes.
They've got money. They've got everything they need to be successful. But, and this is what I try to convince my Tennessee fans, when they don't understand, football is not a real complicated game. Usually the team with the best players wins. All right? Tennessee hasn't had the best players in a long, long time. Well, how do you fix that? Well, you go recruit and convince really good players to come to your school, and that's what Jeremy Pruitt and his staff are doing. I mean, first of all, I love this Tennessee staff. This is one of the best staffs in the country. And bringing in Jim Chaney is just a home, total home run. But from a roster standpoint, they're not even close to where they need to be. They had some moments last year to build on, beating Auburn, beat Kentucky. That's good. But sustaining it through the SEC, they're not particularly up front on the line of scrimmage. They're not even close to where they need to be.
Tony, is this put up or shut up time for old Harbaugh up there and knocking off Ohio State this year?
Well, don't you think Coach Khaki Pants has got to win one sooner or later?
That's what I'm thinking.
I've got them picked high because they're really good.
Yes, sir.
It's against my own better judgment to pick them before they've won something, but I will give them credit. He brought in Josh Gattis on the offensive coordinator to finally take advantage of what Shea Patterson can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the guy and they didn't know how to use him.
Yep.
Well, now it looks like they will if Harbaugh will get out of the way let them run the offense, and that's the key.
Yeah,
it is. Tony, always appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He is Tony Barnhart, a.k.a. Mr. College Football. He will be in Memphis later tonight talking at the Touchdown Club in Memphis. Yeah, I mean, it is. It is amazing. Kind of sneaks up on you, but we got a big football game this week in Miami and Florida.
Looking forward to it. It's in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Did you see that news, too? I don't think we touched on it yet, but Sed Benson. You know, 36.
Man, that
was the second best running back in Texas history. One of the best running backs ever.
That was
college
sad.
Football.
Yeah.
I mean, 36 and just kind of getting his life together. And he just always seemed sad in his story ends so tragically.
Yeah.
I meant to ask about that, but yeah.
Yeah, one of the all-time great college running backs.
No doubt.
You know, and didn't quite have the pro career. I mean, he had some decent years in the NFL.
Particularly with Cincinnati after
after the Bears, for
That's
sure.
Some good teams.
And you'll see that happen every now
he
and then.
He was his own man, though.
But yeah, really, really sad, and it's one of the. I mean, 36 years old just feels insanely.
I know. You know. And Hugh Freeze was that close apparently to death itself as well.
By the way, on Hugh Freeze, there like he will 100% be a head coach in the Power Five again.
Well, that's why he's still doing it. Yeah, I mean, like you know, this is your road back.
If Bobby Petrino can get another job in the Power Five or in college football, you know, like it will happen again for Hugh Freeze. All that matters is if you're a good coach and if you get good players, you know, like that's the only thing that matters.
No, it was a good thing they got to him when they did and got the surgery because it sounded like it was going to get a lot worse really quickly.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks to Tony Barnhart for joining us. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, Colin Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
The Chevy Open House event is here, and it's time to discover Chevy vehicles your way. Browse the showroom, honk the horn, lift the hood, kick the tires, feel the power, see the deals. With vehicles like the all-new 2019 Silverado, Equinox, and the Malibu, it's no wonder people are switching to Chevy. Join us at the Chevy Open House event on August 22nd and open the door to a new Chevy. Right now, qualify buyers get the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with 0% APR for 60 months when you finance with GM Financial, plus $1,000 down payment assistance, or get a total of $8,760 total value offer. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 4%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Based on $52,175 MSRP. Total value offer includes 3010 price reduction below MSRP, $4,750 total cash allowance, and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/3/2019. See participating dealer for details. Visit Jimmy Gray Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It is moving season, which means you need to get on the phone and call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. As far as I'm concerned, they are the only option in Memphis. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, crosstown, cross country, make sure you call the pros at Black Tie Moving. 316-6196, 316-6196. They've changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you are not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Black Tie understands that. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. Their movers are professionally trained, and they're on time. They stay on budget, and they are pros. I know because I used them 2 years ago when I moved into my new house. And I'm going to tell you, the process was as smooth as I could have ever hoped for. They are the elite team in moving. So give them a call, 316-6196. Book your move now because it is going to start booking up fast. The summer is here. Moving season is here. Black Tie is going to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, so here's what we are going to do. We have just gotten a drop-off of goodies.
Nice.
From our friends at Tiger Bookstore. Obviously, we know Memphis football is... It's rapidly approaching, right? Rapidly approaching. Next Saturday, they kick off the season against Ole Miss, so that'll be a hell of a fun game. And they have dropped off a ton of shirts. They have dropped off a ton of these T-shirts, and we've got the opportunity to give them away. So that's what we're going to do at the end of this segment. But here's the deal: we're going to take calls, so we'll give away. We have, like I said, we have like 15 or 20. I don't even know how many we have. So we're going to take calls and give away a few on calls, but we're also going to give them away on our Facebook page. So to qualify for the Facebook giveaway, here's what you have to do. Go to Facebook and like our page, Jason and John, but you also have to leave a review. You have to leave a review as well. Like I said, these are really nice shirts. How would you describe them, Jason?
High quality.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're nice and thick, and they've got they're blue
nice
shirts,
and they've
got the tiger foot. They got the tiger eyes in between Memphis football. They're fantastic shirts.
Yeah, they're great shirts. And I mean, a nice.
You're making them do a lot, though. They got to do the review and everything.
Yeah, you got to leave a review.
Do they have to say nice things, or can they rip us?
Well,
either way.
I'm gonna be less inclined to give them to you if you rip us.
Oh well, yes. We're setting up for some nice smooching.
That's exactly right.
I see what you're doing.
Well, I'm just trying to get the engagement on the Facebook page up, bro.
I see.
Let me cook here for a second.
My bad.
But yeah, these are shirts that are worth all that kind of work. All right, they're worth it.
I would certainly say that and back you up on
the
it.
Hue of blue. You had to say, I mean, it's royal, wouldn't you say?
I would. Okay. These are shirts I will wear, and you will see me in one.
Wow.
That means high quality.
Yeah, so all you have to do is we're gonna take calls at the end of the segment. We'll figure out all that out.
Don't give out more than you got, though, because you got 12.
Yeah, we got 12, and then we're going to give away some on the Facebook page. All you have to do is go to the Facebook page, like Jason and John, and leave a review.
Okay.
That simple, and you're going to qualify to win a shirt. All right. Speaking of Memphis football, the AP poll is out for college football. The top 25,
hey.
We already had the coaches poll. That came out a couple weeks back. And now the official signal of college football season rapidly approaching is that the AP poll is out as well. No shock. Memphis has received 6 votes. We should start there. They got 6 votes in the AP poll, which is that a
if you're being technically correct, you call that points. That's how many points they've got from the votes, because you know what I'm saying. Because your number one team has got, you know, Clemson's got 1540. That's not 1,540 votes. That's the points accumulated off their number
yes.
of votes. And so anyway, Memphis has 6 points, and that would put them about 40th if you were counting there and the others
yes.
receiving votes.
Votes, points. Who the hell cares? Memphis has 6
just
of them.
Just wanted to be technically correct.
Memphis has 6 of them, and you pointed this out. In the AP poll specifically, Memphis is the only representative to receive any votes, points, love, whatever, in the state of Tennessee.
How nice is that?
That's it. Just Memphis.
How nice is that you're the highest? I know yes, it's 40th, and again, you're in the others receiving votes category, same as you are in the coaches poll. But, yeah, Memphis is 40th with the 6 points, as John points out, and you're the highest-ranked team from Tennessee. How about that? Can we talk about that? Tennessee gave quite a – we got quite the jabs from Knoxville, man, when it came to basketball this season. You remember because of the outcome, obviously, and they had a very experienced team. Rick Barnes and that ball squad comes out of here with a win. But you don't hear a peep from them folks anymore about football and Memphis being its little brother in football. Oh, no, we wouldn't want to play y'all.
Now, they've shifted their focus to basketball.
Them folks, they got 1 point in the coaches' poll, John. Now, that still put them behind Memphis in the coaches' poll that was already out, but didn't even get a point in the AP poll. I don't know. They've got all the money in the world. We talked about it with Tony. I mean, they can get back at some point, right? And we expect good things from Pruitt. I think most of us do. But my gosh, what kind of world are we living in where Tennessee can't even get an AP vote, John? Not 1 point.
Yeah.
Memphis, your highest ranked program out of this state.
Crestfallen.
Take that.
Crestfallen, you would say, for Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, I also saw like this map of college football. I think it was CBS Sports. Memphis was like it was like the best team in every state, right? And it was like it was bizarro world because in Tennessee it was Memphis, and in Arkansas it was Arkansas State.
Good grief!
I mean, like
times have changed.
Oh my lord!
And you know what? Like it's probably like at this point in time, it's probably right to say that Memphis is the best team in the state of Tennessee, and Arkansas State is the best team in the state of Arkansas. You know, it just is right now.
Both those programs down.
Yeah.
We expect. I mean, I have more hope for Tennessee than I do for Arkansas.
Because historically, Tennessee. I mean,
it's former. I mean, come on. I mean, that's my Tennessee. Growing up in the 90s, obviously, that was a Tennessee that every year we talked about. It was a national championship contender. You felt like, or even if you weren't, you're right there at the top of the SEC. And John, we've asked the question. You just did again. I'd asked it before. Can you ever get back to that? Tennessee's got all the resources to do it. So you figure at some point, and again with Fulmer, a guy who was leading it back then, in that chair now as AD, you'd figure the demand is there to get it back, and so you feel like the demand's there. I still have hope that they can again. It may never be that back to that level, but
right. Surely
with all the money they've got up there, they can improve on this mess.
I think so. Okay, so let's just go through the top 10 here really quickly. Clemson is number 1. We knew that. Alabama right behind, number 2. Georgia is number 3. Oklahoma with Jalen Hurts is number 4. Ohio State 5. LSU 6. Michigan 7. Florida 8. Notre Dame 9. And Texas 10. So
1 through 10, I think, is the exact same as the coaches' poll.
And 1 through 10 is the, you know, I mean, it's the freaking power brokers of college football.
Where's the beef? That's where the beef is.
You know, yeah. I mean, I do think this. I am so... It's weird. I don't know why my brain is programmed like this, but I am happy to see Florida back. Like, I just think college football is a better sport when Florida is good. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just how I feel internally. And Dan Mullen's got them in a really good place right now, early on. I think maybe earlier than people might have expected.
And then we're looking at the AAC. They've got UCF, and the AP poll is 17th, which I believe they were at the exact same spot, John. And the coaches poll, if you're looking at AAC, they're obviously your highest rated representative. You've got Cincinnati in that others receiving votes just like Memphis. A little bit ahead, Cincinnati is 34th in the AP poll. I think they're 38th in the coaches. So you sort of see it setting up the way we think it would be. UCF's due for a step back. Their ranking is based on what they've...
I think so.
It just feels that way. Their ranking is based on what they've accomplished the last 2 years. Watch that Cincinnati team. Fickell's got almost everything back. I want to tell you, they're 11-2 last year, 11-win team last year. They've got everything back, and we know Memphis has obviously been picked to win the West. We expect the Tigers to challenge for an AAC title this year. So by the end of the season, I think you could see UCF out of there and maybe Cincinnati and Memphis both in.
So over at Bet Online, Brett McMurphy posted this over the weekend. They've released their AAC odds, like who's going to win the AAC. UCF is a dominant favorite. Like, it's basically damn near 1-1. That they're going to win the league. Memphis is at 3-1, so they have the second best odds in the league. And you know, I hemmed and hawed about that because you know, I think that's true. I think Memphis does have the second best chance of winning the conference. But you know, you haven't seen that reflected in the vote so far, whether it's the AP or the coach. So I feel like the odds should be a little bit worse for Memphis. You know, because I would love to hammer that. You know what I mean? Like, 3-1 feels like, yeah, that's about.
Do you have Cincy on that list? Are you looking at it?
On the bet? Yeah, they're 6-1. They got to be third best. They're tied with Houston.
Okay, 6-1. Tied with Houston.
Yeah, they're tied with Houston for 6-1. USF is 8.5-1. And then you get into the crumb bums and the, you know, to the Tulsas and the Navies and the East Carolinas of the world.
I had this, most of it, ready for the rundown. We're going to get a little bit into it. But Tigers had their second scrimmage on Saturday up in Jackson. It sounded like. We got a chance to talk to Mike Norvell last week, ask him what you're looking for in it coming off that first scrimmage a couple Saturdays ago.
Yep.
Sounded like that offense did what it needed to do, which after a slow start a couple Saturdays ago, Brady White looked good, had a couple of touchdown drives on the first two series, looked crisp, that offensive line, which I think in terms of position groups has the most question marks. You're replacing three guys on that line led by Goodwin and Dustin Woodard.
Yep.
They played well, John. Apparently opened up some bigger running holes, and so sounded like it was a good Saturday scrimmage for the Tigers. That offense looked a little bit sharper.
Yeah, now we were talking a little bit off the air, and you kind of made the point that, you know, they can't. And I think this is probably true for 96% of college football programs. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, if Brady White's, you know, God forbid, sprain an ankle or something along those lines.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Adair, that was the point, is
what we
were talking about.
Their situation is not great.
It's not settled, that's for
sure. And it really hasn't been.
Connor Adair probably ends up being the guy, but he didn't look great on Saturday. And so I don't know if you're super confident in sort of that backup.
Right.
You know, we probably should have asked Mike that last week and sort of how that was coming out. Now, Connor Adair looked sharp last week, but this week not as sharp. And then Markevion, the other quarterback, you know, it's a little shaky behind Brady. You do not want him you don't want him going down this season, no question about that, John.
Yeah, so anyway, here's
so
what we're going to do.
That,
the reviews are coming in on Facebook. Wow, this feels great. I'm so glad we did this, Jason.
What'd you get, like, one? Are you for real?
Yeah, they're flowing in, dude. They
Tiger
are
football.
They are flowing in. People want these shirts. First of all, people will not turn down anything free. Like, it doesn't matter what it is.
If I had said low quality, we probably wouldn't have that many reviews.
Bro,
right?
we could say we are giving away soggy corn dogs. And these folks will call in and leave reviews.
I think it's when I say high quality, it's much like when Jeff says delicious.
Yes.
You know, you just go running towards it.
Yeah. I think people would blow the phone lines up, though, if we were giving away soggy corn dogs. These are much better than soggy corn dogs.
I'm about to get a soggy corn dog, bro.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away 5 of these shirts right now. Callers 1 through 5.
Football time.
You are getting a beautiful Memphis football T-shirt presented by our friends and made by our friends at the Tiger Bookstore.
Thank you, Tiger Bookstore.
535-3776, 535-ESPN. Callers 1 through 5, and then we'll work out the stuff on Facebook. Keep those coming, though. We still have plenty more shirts to give away. All right, when we come back in the rundown, we have a lot to get to. The Memphis Grizzlies are allowing Dwight Howard to speak to a new team. We will talk about that. Antonio Brown update. The rookie survey in the NBA is out. So we will get to all of that and more in the rundown. That's next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, 2 locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, Mike Hoste, Saturday, Bluff City Backsliders.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.